Welcome to Shom Achshava and the Daf Shir sponsor Lo Yishvas Hashem Yaakov Shalom Le'Abbas Yitzchok. We're holding a Nozir Daf from Ches. The Gemara throughout the Daf discusses the source of Esed Doiche Loisase, and how do you know that when a person has a choice and he has either to do an Esed or to violate Loisase, the Esed shoms the Loisase. And this sugya belongs to the beginning of Yevamos, and that's the main place of it. It will mention what we refer to there, the famous Nikuda of the Ramban regarding Esed Doich Eloi Sase. The Ramban explains, why does Esed Doich Eloi Sase? Says the Ramban, an Esed comes from Ahava, from love. Every person who does an Esed, he does it because he loves Hashem and he does what Hashem told him to do. Eloi Sase is a reflection of Yira, of awe, of Pachat, which means a person does not want to violate what the king tells him to do, because he's in fear of violating the king. The yira that a person has to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to the king of the Olam, prevents him from doing Eloi Sase, meaning Oyvir HaAveiro, makes him stop where he is. Says the Ramban, when you have Ava and yira, Ava always trumps yira. And to explain this Ramban in one way, is to come and use the Maharal, who says in several places the idea, that the difference between Esse and Eloi Sase is that Esse is a progression. Whenever a person does an Esse, he's progressing. He takes a step forward. He gets closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Eloi Sase is preventing someone from going backwards, stopping someone from falling down. When a person does not do an Aveiro, when he does not violate Eloi Sase, he makes sure not to fall off where he is right now. The Maharal with that explains that the Avos HaKadoshim, they did only, they kept only mitzvahs Esse. They did not give mitzvahs Lois Esse. Why? Because the others did not get the Torah. So for them to do a Lois Esse, to do something which is an Aveiro, did not violate anything. And by not doing it, they didn't gain anything. The Maharal continues to explain this. When a person is not obligated to do a mitzvahs Esse, and he does it, he does get reward. He's not obligated, but he can do it. But Eloi Sase, a woman is not obligated in Pes HaRosh, as we learn now, and there are in these sugyas. If she decides not to shave her hair, she doesn't get any reward for that. Because Eloi Sase means you're violating the will of the king. If there's no will, there's nothing to violate. There's nothing to gain either. But a Esse is the progressing, meaning the Esse is the relationship to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So comes out from the Ramban and with the Maharal, every Esse means this is the Iker relationship. That's the Iker Avo Chibo. That's the marriage between Am Yisrael and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. They're connected. How does Am Yisrael do? What's the void of Am Yisrael? The Esse. The Lois Esse is just the framework there, not to do something which is against the king. Don't go to the other place. Don't violate the will of the king. If you don't do that, if you don't violate it, so you stay where you are, you're not getting any reward for not violating. You're just not getting a punishment for violating. That's what the Ramban means. That Esse is Avo. That's the relationship. Lois Esse is do not violate something the king doesn't want you to do, in fear of doing something wrong. So the framework is you stand where you are, you don't go to a different direction, and you have the actual relationship through the Esse. Similar to a marriage. The framework of the marriage is that the way a marriage works is that a woman cannot be with somebody else. She's not allowed to be mezana with somebody else. Because if she does that, that ruins what the marriage is all about. But the actual relationship is the fact that a husband and wife are together, not the fact that she's not with somebody else. The Eloi Sase is, don't do something which violates the rights of the king. The Esse is the actual relationship. So you mainly, that's the pshat in the Ramban. Because always, when you have the choice of just keeping that what you have, or you want to actually have the relationship, the Esse is greater. The Esse is the actual relationship with Hashem. So the Gemara is teaching us, Esse, the relationship, is Doiche the Eloi Sase, which is just the framework. And maybe we can add to this, because according to what one opinion, the Gemara says, where do we learn Esse Doiche Eloi Sase? From Tzitzis. Now, tzitzis is a mitzvah esse. But through the mitzvah esse, that's how you're mekayim all the lois esse, you mekayim all the mitzvahs of Torah. Tzitzis shokel connect kol toyer kulo. Through tzitzis, through the tchelis, you remember the kisei hakovet, and you connect to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Meaning tzitzis is the ultimate relationship with Hashem. That's the highest esedik you can have. And mainly you don't have any issue of the lois aseh, which is the framework, because always the relationship is the ikar. Ten lachachon liyech kamoit. Anyone who wants to join the Shomachshava email list or WhatsApp group, please email shomachshava@gmail.com.